I'm not, you know, I'm certainly no expert on motorhomes. We've seen some that we really liked, but for us, it's not that practical. And if you're doing campground camping, you know, you want to go get a gallon of milk or you want to go get a pizza, you know, it just, now you're unhooking stuff and it just, you know, you can make both arguments. You know, you can certainly do things with a self-contained, be more nimble, be more responsive that I can't do, you know, with a tow behind. But I can unhook my tow behind and have, you know, a normal day trip or a number of day trips or, you know, and not and still have kind of a base camp that's set up. You know, again, everything's a trade-off. The other thing I will say from experience, you know, you look at a 21, a 22, and you go look at a 24, the difference in price is negligible, and that extra couple feet, you know, it's just amazing what it'll get you. So the generator, I have a 4,500 or a 4,700 dual fuel. It's never been run on gasoline, and I hope to never do it because that way I don't have to worry about carbs getting gunked up or anything. But you will get more output running it on gasoline. You know, it's the BTU rating per whatever measurement unit of gas versus whatever measurement unit of propane. You know, it's 4,500 continuous, I think 52 or 53 surge, and that's on gasoline. On propane, you're only getting, I think, 4,000, maybe 41. So, lots of things to think about. But, yeah, that I look forward to that for you, and I can envision even doing some meetups somewhere. We've had a lot of fun with my daughter. You know, they actually had, well, we had our 24-foot. They borrowed it a couple times, and next thing I know, they're buying a 27. Which is why we had to go buy the 31.